I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this week's episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast.
You really have to think about bedroom communication as the foundation on which all the techniques live. Because if you can't know what you want, ask for what you want, have your partner gratefully receive the information, you know, if you're not like really tuned into yourself and be verbally expressed about your desire, then all the techniques in the world don't matter. But the techniques are super important once you get that good communication flow going. And when you do, then you just keep having these breakthrough experiences over and over and over. You're like, oh my God, I had my first clitoral orgasm. Oh my God, I'm starting to orgasm from intercourse. Oh my God, I had nipplegasms. Oh my God, we tried this sex toy and I'm coming even better than ever. You know, you're doing all this stuff. And so it's very rewarding and confidence building, and it really helps you with body image issues. Mm. You begin to realize that how you look is merely an external package that means almost nothing. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show, where we take you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We have a really special guest in the studio today. Welcome to the show, Susan Bratton. Hey, Rebecca, great to be here. And I love the title of your show, Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant. I really feel like that's just such a good three-word thing to live into. You know, like checking yourself, how am I doing? Am I balanced? You know, am I moving into, am I in my abundant mindset? And am I feeling beautiful? And I think for women, we need to feel beautiful. And it's so important to us. For men, they want to feel like winners and they want to be respected. And it's not that we as women don't want those things, but there's something about being appreciated and adored in addition to being respected and doing well that for many women, I think they're kind of like guilted or shamed out of it, or they never grew up in a household that gave them compliments and supported them. Or when you give a person a compliment, they're like, oh, no, you don't need to say that. You know, like, it's like, girl, take it in. You know, the more we can give each other love, pour love out into each other, the happier and more abundant we are.
Well, I am so glad you're on the show and you're already vibing with us here. Yes. I'm going to tell my audience about your incredible background, and I don't have time to go into all of it because
it's so long.
Yeah. But Susan is an intimacy expert to millions. She is a bold, brilliant sexual biohacker on a mission to extend your sex span so that you can lengthen your health span. She is a best-selling author of 44 books and programs that turn ordinary sex into passionate lovemaking and soulful connection. She has been seen on major shows on ABC, CBS, and NBC, and she's been on over 1,000 podcasts. Susan is here to remind us that great sex is the fourth health factor, right up there with sleep, nutrition, exercise. For 2 decades, she's led over 300,000 readers through her hit newsletters, Better Lover and Longevity Wins. And what really sets Susan apart is her fusion of pleasure-forward practices with regenerative science. Mm. So let's jump right in. This is a show, as I was telling you, it's for high achievers that want to achieve success through alignment, not the hustle and grind.
Yeah.
And you talk about intimacy as the ultimate performance enhancer. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that? How does intimacy help us perform well in life?
Well, the first thing that it does is, and when I say intimacy, I actually very specifically mean orgasmic sex. Right. And I don't mean sex as an intercourse, though that's part of it, because I don't like the construct of foreplay and sex, which is kind of our mentality in this culture. I feel like that is all we ever see is just, you know, he rips off her clothes and plunges in her and she has this incredible orgasm. And then women think there's something wrong with me because that doesn't do it for me. And we equate sex with intercourse. And the kind of intercourse that most people are doing is really procreative. It's really like the kind of sex you'd have to make a baby, which is basically just insert penis into vagina and he'll get off, but she won't. And then women think there's something wrong with them. They're not the kind of woman who can have an orgasm from intercourse. All women can. It's a learned skill. There's over 20 kinds of orgasms. Women take a lot longer to warm up and get ready for penetration. And so thinking about intimacy without orgasm misses the mark. And thinking that sex is penetration also leaves a lot of pleasure on the table that women especially need to catch up with, where men already are because they're testosterone dominant and they're very spontaneous and available in their desire and kind of they're very desire forward. And we're kind of often, especially in longer term relationships, latent in our desire. We need our desire to be brought forward. We need to have help getting out of our heads, especially high achieving women who are, you know, driven. I am one of them. I am so driven. I'm the CEO of two companies. I'm the face of my brand. I'm the rainmaker of my business. I'm the deal doer, you know, and I love being that. And I rest upon a platform of a team of 20 people who support my genius. I am so lucky. And I have a relationship with my husband of 34 years where the sex keeps getting hotter. And I have over decades trained my body to go from being one of those women who thought I was broken and couldn't have orgasms from intercourse. The only thing I could do was use my vibrator. And back in the day, decades ago, they weren't very good. They're great now. And I moved into living into my strengths, living into my orgasmic expression, living into my body confidence, living into understanding what my body needs in every moment and telling my partner confidently what she needs and him being open to giving me whatever I want. And these are all just reframes on what I think are cultural mores around sex are, which are very masculine oriented, very kind of, they come from religious orientation. Yeah. And sex is changing so fast right now. I mean, I'm literally on my way tomorrow. I'm getting on the Pacific Surf Liner. I'm here in San Diego at my beach house. I'm getting on a train and I'm taking this beautiful Amtrak up to Los Angeles to Union Station, going right along the coast. I've got a suitcase full of sex tools, I like to call them, not toys, biohacking devices, penis pumps, photo red light therapy for your vagina, the toys I like for orgasmic activation. And I'm about to speak at the HealthSpan conference where I talk about activating your corpuscles, your nerve endings, your somatosensory cortex, because people don't really understand that they're barely scratching the surface of what intimacy and what great orgasmic, co-creative, ecstatic bliss can, how easy it is to get there, how we have this simple operating system, the human body. It works pretty much the same way for everybody, and there's a million paths to pleasure, but it's, you have to learn how to do it. And sometimes I talk in the terms of medical and anatomy, and sometimes I talk in the terms of tantra and ecstatic bliss, and sometimes I talk in the terms of like nuts and bolts, genital anatomy and hormone information. Sometimes I teach stimulating pleasure techniques, but all of it leads to the fact that for super achievers, which is who listens to you, who mm-hmm. follows you are super achievers. Women who want to have it all.
Yes.
And our culture does not support teaching women how to have super hot, pleasurable, highly orgasmic, confident, sexually self-expressed pleasure, intimacy, and connection. It's really censored, very difficult to find it, even today. But it's changing because of these kinds of conversations. So what does sex get you? It gets you confidence, creativity, yep. motivation, satisfaction, oxytocin, which honestly, I think one of the single best things about oxytocin, which is a master hormone, it's really the antidote to cortisol. Oxytocin balances cortisol. And it is so valuable. And what I love about it is it whittles your waist. It makes you like people. You're less pissed mm-hmm. off about everything that's going on. I mean, I mark my words, Rebecca. Mark my words.
I'm marking them. I'm writing down.
We're going to be talking about oxytocin is going to have its moment because
I think it is.
Yeah. I think so
too. It's happening. People want, but you can get oxytocin from texting or from petting a dog, or it's
you can
get it many different ways from decorating a home. I mean, there's so many, but yes, oxytocin. I mean, what's the difference between oxytocin and dopamine in your opinion?
Well, dopamine is the reward.
Yeah.
Dopamine is the, ooh, that felt good. I'm glad I got that. You know, it's the little treat. It's the little treat.
Yeah.
And oxytocin is awe, love, joy, connection, a settling in, a lowering of your nervous system, an attunement, a connection to other, a lot of joy, those kinds of things. So like sitting around the table. And being in love with the people you're sharing the meal with.
Mm-hmm.
That's oxytocin generation too.
Yeah.
Without it, you feel flat.
Yes.
Without it, you feel low. You feel a little depressed. You're missing the joie de vivre.
Mm-hmm.
And sex gives you that joie de vivre as well. That spring in your step. That clarity of thought that makes you ultra creative. It really gives you those things and a rebooting of your nervous system. And we need that.
We definitely need that. You say that our culture in America uses sex a lot for procreation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do they have it in other cultures? I mean, is it different in different parts of the world? Do they have this orgasmic sex down better than we do?
There are enclaves of humans who have less repression around their sexuality, but generally, the entire globe is still in backward states of mind because most people are living in colonized, patriarchal, repressed societies where primarily religion is used to control people and keep them in cults and coming to tithe and holding them back from escaping from the group. So
I think you should do a documentary called The Pink Zone States, like the Blue Zone States for Health and Wellness, where people live to over 100. You can do and like with the enclaves of people who are having this great orgasmic sex.
I love that, Rebecca. You know, I'm working on a documentary. It's called Behind Closed Doors. I'm doing the fundraising for it right now, and we're going to film in Europe next year.
I love it.
It's being done by David Donnelly. He, as a matter of fact, his new film is being shown at the Mill Valley Film Festival next week. It was one of the selections for the Mill Valley Film Festival. He just released it, and it's about what questions do we ask ourselves in our 50s now that we have a significant chance of living much longer than our parents ever did?
Yeah.
And extending our health span. And what is longevity and how should we be thinking about it and pursuing it? And his film prior to that was called The Cost of Convenience. And it's about how the big tech companies are manipulating our children through apps and social media. So he's a cause-based filmmaker who I met when he was filming Forever Young, because I have that intersection of longevity and sexuality. I talk a lot about sex span. And why having good sex extends, when you extend your sex span and you kind of fight to keep your sex alive and getting better over time, the mindset of, I can keep learning things and sex will keep giving me more and more pleasure as I age, instead of the opposite, which is really what our culture thinks, which is old people shouldn't even have sex. Why would they want to bother? You know, that kind of thing. No, I'm 64.
Wow, and
I'm having the absolute best sex of my life. I have a date with my husband. At the end of the day today, we're going to go swim in the ocean. We're going to come back and take a shower. We're going to have a lovemaking date. And then we're going to go walk uptown to dinner. And I'm looking forward to my evening tonight with my husband. You know, it's just something really, it buoys up your day when you know you've got this, you know, date on the books. It's really, really fun. And what Behind Closed Doors is about is the squelching of sexual literacy. The, you know, if you look at the report card of sex education in America alone, most states get a D or an F, some get a C, a few get mostly A's and B's, and you can guess which states they are. And people are, all we see is male-oriented sexuality. So female-led pleasure is not even something we're aware of how to do at this point in the world. And so it's really about teaching people how much they've missed, what's available to them, how to reframe their mindset, the benefits of good sexuality, and what are some of the simple things you can do that will get you on the path of expanding your sexual pleasure and getting on what I like to call the upward pleasure spiral. Where
hold that thought, because
yeah,
that is great to come back to after our quick break. What are some simple things that we can do, some actionable tips that we can do to start elevating our sex life to the next level? And we are going to just dive into that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. Thanks for listening. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. It's going to get juicy when we come back. I am so excited. I created something special just for you. It's called the Balanced Beautiful Bundle. And inside this bundle, you're going to get instant access to a PDF copy of my best-selling book, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. You're going to get my best health and beauty tips to help you glow from the inside out. You'll get my Elegant Warrior Manifesto, a daily reminder of your power, grace, and purpose. You'll get my Abundance Journal to help you manifest more joy, love, and prosperity. And you'll get a daily journal reminder to keep your mindset strong and your energy and your vibe high every single day. This bundle is your shortcut to balance, beauty, and abundance in an elegant way. So grab your copy now by going to the show notes and start living your most balanced, beautiful, abundant life today. Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all seven pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial. So you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. This podcast review is from Bring It On, and she says that the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show is amazing and inspiring. She goes on to say, I believe this show is a place where women can come and really learn and grow. Rebecca creates a strong and safe space for women to share and be vulnerable. I highly recommend this podcast. Thank you so much. And it is absolutely a safe place for all women to come and learn. Thanks for being a great listener. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We are here with best-selling author, sex expert, Susan Bratton. We want to get this elevated sex that's going to help our lifespan, our health span, biohack our bodies so that we're feeling healthy, energized, confident, rejuvenated, all the things we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. What are some simple, practical steps that we can take to start being on this trajectory of great sex?
Well, if you think about your sexuality as a lifelong practice that keeps getting better, mm-hmm. Do you cook?
I do.
Yeah, me too. How's your cooking now at the age you are versus when you started?
It's getting better.
Yeah, significantly better, right? Now you're churning out some tasty meals. When you first started, you were like, okay, that was all right, but next time I make it, I'm going to do better, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you think about mastery, when you have a growth mindset orientation, which the people who love you, they love you because you open their mind. That's ultimately why they come to you. They want a bigger, better, more satisfying life. And sexuality is exactly like anything else, whether it's a sport you play or an instrument you play or an art you do, or you're a writer or you like to cook or any aspect of your life. The more you do it, the more you practice, the better you get. And people don't think that way about sex. They kind of think about sex in this really simplistic way. Like, okay, it's the old in and out. We're just going to do it and it's okay. And you know, we're supposed to, and it's nice, but over time it peters out because you get bored. If you think about the ontology of sex, okay, what's the big picture here? The 100,000 foot view of sexuality. I now realize this is something I can get better at. How do I approach it? It's really three things. There's three pillars of a solid sex life that keeps getting better, that upward pleasure spiral that we talked about before the break. And they're very simple. One is communication skills. The second is techniques, pleasuring techniques. And the third is intimate health. Because like anything else, when we're working out, we're improving our muscle. We're getting the stuff nice and hard. You know, like I love my biceps. I love my quads. I like my booty. I have a booty for the first time in my life from working out. It's just, and I can do pull-ups and push-ups and beach stairs and hit, you know, do a hit and ride my bike and all these things. And I learned these things in my 60s, late 50s and early 60s. So you can always improve. And the thing is that as we age, we atrophy. So if you think about your grandparents, they're tiny, they're little. You know, like I go see my mom and she's 87 and I think I could pick her up with one hand.
Yeah.
I can see the blood going back and forth through her skin in her veins. She's just such a frail little thing now. And that means that your genitals are atrophying. You're losing sensation. You have tissue and volume loss. You have vascular retraction, mm-hmm. which means you have no more innervation, no nerves, because there's no blood flow. So now you can't feel it. I remember I had a woman who was about 80 come sidle up to me at a biohacking conference. She's like, what do I do? I can't really get to orgasm anymore. I try so hard, but I can't quite get there. And I was like, super easy. All you need to do. And she actually had enough money to do this. Some people don't because it costs about $1,000, but it's so fast and so easy. So for women who are in business, high achievers, with some money and not a lot of time who want good, solid results quickly, I recommend Gainswave. Gainswave is an acoustic wave treatment that's put on the vulva that sends these little waves into all the vaginal tissue, the vulvovaginal tissue, and stimulates new tissue growth, stimulates blood flow, and actually reconstitutes that tissue. It's funny, I'm doing a live coming up with a girlfriend of mine who makes a product called the Cooch Ball. It's a ball that you roll your pelvic bowl on, and it helps with blood flow and fascia, because a lot of women have pelvic issues, bladder leakage, etc. And we're talking about Ozempic vulva. I hear about a lot of women who lose weight quickly, and they've kind of got the Hanging Gardens of Babylon there. I also equally hear about a lot of women who talk about vanishing labia and vanishing clitoral structures from menopause, the atrophy of menopause. Mm-hmm. What happens over time is we have blood flow loss. We don't get the blood flow into our pelvic bowl, and the tissue atrophies. Really easy to fix with these acoustic wave treatments. If you've got vaginal laxity and loss of lubrication, internal red light therapy that you can use, there's an at-home device, a vagina device, it's at vaginadevice.com, that is also a really good internal kind of a thing. But for me, I like to fix the internal and the external structures. And so, you know, the one stop shop for fixing it all to me is Gainswave and taking a nitric oxide supplement. So just these simple things, because, you know, we have, you know, agribusiness now, we have nitrogen depleted soil and monocrop production, and we don't get the nitrates in our food and our great leafy greens that we used to, that convert to nitrates, that convert to nitric oxide, which get the blood flow into our pelvic bowl. And because we have as much erectile tissue as our male bodied partners, but it's in all these nooks and crannies, we need that blood to get in there. So we get our lady boner, right? We need to get our clitoral erection, or we can't get there, like my 80-year-old lady, you know? And so she went and she got Gainswave, and she emailed me and she's like, Suze, my God, I'm so glad I asked you about that. I love having sex with my husband, and I was struggling, and now it's great again. And she's in her 80s. I talk to a lot of old people having hot sex.
Nitric oxide. Now that is a good tip, because it opens up the blood vessels and you get more blood flow everywhere, including in your sexual organs. So that is a really hot tip.
I'd like to give you a link for a free bottle. I manufacture, one of my businesses is sexual vitality supplements and libido botanicals, because I understand genital anatomy, and I understand that blood flow is singularly the most important thing for pleasure. Yeah. I make my own nitric oxide supplement. It's called Flow Nitric Oxide Booster. You can buy it on Amazon, but I give away free bottles when I go on to shows as a gift, and it's at getflowfree.com. And you're welcome to have a bottle and try it for yourself. It's food derived from organic fruit and vegetables, rather than being just, you know, powder from lab, synthetic powder. I like food derived supplements from organic crops.
Well, send us the link and we'll be sure to put it in the show notes, and everybody, we can grab a free bottle. That's so generous of you.
Yeah, it's getflowfree.com.
Got it.
Getflowfree.com.
Mm-hmm. So you're super successful. You own all these different businesses. True. You've written 44 books.
Yes.
When did you personally first connect the dots between pleasure and success?
Yeah, about 42. So about 22 years ago, I was struggling to orgasm from intercourse with my husband. I was avoiding him for sex. I was giving him what somebody recently called booty duty. I always called it mercy sex. And somebody was like, oh, you mean duty booty? And I was like, duty booty. Yeah. How many women out there are giving their men duty booty? A lot of us. And it was because I just never orgasmed from intercourse. And my husband figured, well, you know, you can't. And I figured I can't. And I did it for as long as I could, but I don't want to do it anymore. We were thinking about getting divorced. He was seeing someone on the side to get his needs met. I understood. And so we just decided to learn how to have good sex. And we went to sex workshops, which most people will never do. and learned, and it instantly transformed our relationship, and I've never looked back. And that's what made me become a publisher of passionate lovemaking techniques and bedroom communication skills. You really have to think about bedroom communication as the foundation on which all the techniques live. Because if you can't know what you want, ask for what you want, have your partner gratefully receive the information, you know, if you're not like really tuned into yourself and be verbally expressed about your desire, then all the techniques in the world don't matter. But the techniques are super important once you get that good communication flow going. And when you do, then you just keep having these breakthrough experiences over and over and over. You're like, oh my God, I had my first clitoral orgasm. Oh my God, I'm starting to orgasm from intercourse. Oh my God, I had nipplegasms. Oh my God, we tried this sex toy and I'm coming even better than ever. You know, you're doing all this stuff. And so it's very rewarding and confidence building, and it really helps you with body image issues. Mm. You begin to realize that how you look is merely an external package that means almost nothing, and that it's the energy, love, connection, creativity that is a part of your self-expression that is what's really showing up in the world as your value. And so you start to love yourself because your body is doing these incredible things and giving you these incredible experiences. And you just start getting a lot nicer to yourself. We women have a tendency to expect perfection and beat ourselves up when in reality, we're absolutely gorgeous and perfect exactly how we are.
You know? Yes, we are. And I think that stops a lot of women from having sex because they're like, I have to look like the models in the magazines or I can't, you know, feel comfortable being naked with my man. Yeah. And I think that's internalizing the patriarchy too. And what you're saying, that all women are beautiful in every body and every shape because we're these vibrant beings, that is freedom from the suppression that we all have to look a certain way to be considered beautiful.
Yeah. It was funny. Do you know Chalene Johnson?
Yeah.
She's so adorable, isn't she? Yeah. Oh my God, she's adorable. And she had a poll on Instagram recently, and it was like four things. And it was, you know, what do you want me to talk more about? And the first one was like weight loss. The second one was zone two fitness. The third one was having better sex. And the fourth one, I can't remember what it was. And weight loss was number one, above having better sex. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to change because women are so hard on ourselves, but having better sex will make you not give a shit about the extra pounds. I mean, they'll come off. Honestly, if we said to women, the more orgasms you have, the faster you'll lose weight, it would literally change everything, Rebecca. I mean, it would be just like, if women would believe that, because once you're sexually satisfied, this is something I learned from one of my mentors. And those 44 books that I published, 34 of them are mine. 10 of them are the books and programs of my mentors whose lineage I carry forward. And I am a big believer in mentors. And I have gotten a tremendous amount of success from being mentored by various people through my life. I'm a mentorship seeker.
So who's been one or two of your most significant mentors whose shoulders you're standing on?
So in this case, I want to tell you about something that I was taught by Dr. Patty Taylor.
Okay.
And it's very interesting because in the early years of the decades that I've been an intimacy expert to millions, my early success came from helping men understand how to get their women to want to have sex with them again. What society and culture never told them about us that they need to know to stop treating us the way they want to be treated and treat us the way we need to be treated that we're not even aware of because of society and culture. And one of the programs that I publish that is the work of Dr. Patty Taylor is a program called the Seduction Trilogy. It's Seduce Her Tonight, the seduction accelerator, and how to be your sexual trainer, how to have masculine sexual leadership to guide your woman to opening to her pleasure, surrendering, and becoming a more confident woman in the bedroom. And one of the things that Dr. Patty talks about is that when you're with your woman, when she comes home from work, you have to have what is basically called erotic vigilance. You have to look at her and assess kind of where she is so that you can make her offers that move her toward pleasure very slowly instead of just asking her if she wants to have sex, because she doesn't want to have sex because she is not in that headspace. And Dr. Patty explained that women, we are in fight, flight, we're in feed, or we're in fornicate or fuck. And we're hardly ever in fornicate or fuck. We're almost always in fight, flight, freeze, or feed.
Mm-hmm.
And the food that we're eating, the shows that we're consuming, the things that we're buying, our culture is really designed to make us want to chase that dopamine of taking things in instead of being sexually satisfied. Like if we were all spending our evenings swimming in the ocean, having lovemaking dates, and cooking and feeding ourselves natural foods, whole foods, instead of watching TV, scrolling Instagram, and shopping on Amazon, we would be happier. But that doesn't feed the beast of capitalism.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't learn about pleasure, especially female pleasure, because it keeps us in the system. And sometimes when I say these things out loud, I quasi sound crazy, but then when you hear it, you're like, damn.
I agree, because capitalism is, you're deficient.
Yeah.
There's something missing in you. You're not skinnier, prettier, smell good enough, rich enough. So you have to do or buy X to get that satisfaction. And what you're teaching is you don't need to buy anything. You, your body and your partner, you can achieve everything that you want. So we're going to stop real quick for another commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the number one faux pas that you see high achieving women make in the bedroom and how to not do that anymore. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned after the break. We'll be right back.
Okay. Can I be real for a second? You're out there crushing it in some areas of your life, but in others, it's like a hot mess express. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. You're not just meant to survive, you're meant to thrive. And that's exactly what I help my clients do in my coaching program. Together, we'll tackle all seven pillars of abundance, because who wants killer abs but a dumpster fire of a bank account, or a thriving career but zero in the romance department? Yeah, no thanks. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no awkward sales pitch, just you, me, and a chance to figure out why you're stuck and how to get unstuck. So stop doom scrolling and start doing something about it. Click the link in the show notes and let's start giving you your best, most bougie life. You in? This one says gaining clarity, and it's from Kate House. Listening to and learning from Rebecca has helped me gain clarity on what matters most to me, and it has inspired me to take action. Thank you so much. Yes, we are in the action business and God is in the results business.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast, or faux pas, that high achieving women make in the bedroom, and how can we stop doing that?
It's getting out of your head and into your body. It's not using these lips to speak for these lips. It's not knowing that you're on a moon cycle even after menopause, and that every single time your butt hits that bed, your body wants something different. It's not realizing that you're everything from a kitty cat to a lion in a moment's notice, and that you need entirely different things every time. I think those are many different ways of saying the same thing, which is to tune into yourself and see what it is that you desire and ask for that. And a lot of women say, I don't know what I want. I just know what I'm getting in it. And they have a hard time settling. Remember we were talking before the break about the fight, the flight, the freeze, the feed, and yes, the fornicate, mm-hmm, the five Fs. We get frozen. We get flighty. We have trouble settling into sensation. We have trouble getting out of our head and into our body. And the biggest reason we do is that we're estrogen dominant rather than testosterone dominant like our male body partners. Testosterone is such a nice hormone. It makes you feel overly confident. It gives you direction, focus, desire to accomplish things. It makes you horny. And we have less of it than our male body partners, and we think there's something wrong with us. Now, I take exogenous testosterone. I rub testosterone cream on both my clitoral structures, as well as on the insides of my arms or thighs. Mm-hmm. And I top my testosterone up to the right to the hairy, and I'm literally saying hairy edge, because if I start to get a little chin whisker, mm-hmm, I'm like, I got to back off a little. Or if I start to get like a little acne,
yeah,
I got to back off a little bit. So mm-hmm, one of the things I like about the cream is that I can titrate it. I can dose a little, I can take a day off, 2 days off, you know, let my acne calm down kind of thing. But and it did lower my voice, which I also liked. I'm almost 6 feet tall. I weigh 160 something pounds. I'm big, I'm strong, and I love it.
That's wonderful.
I like to feel this way. I have never felt better. I have more slab of muscle on my body. I have two companies I'm confidently running. I'm having great sex. And I think that testosterone contributes to all of those things marvelously. So for women, no wonder it's hard for you to settle. You are prey, not the predator. You have to constantly be vigilant because people are trying to fuck you over all the time. And you have to work at work and you have to work at home. You just have a lot going on. So it is no wonder that when your butt hits that bed, you're agitated. You're not ready. You're not turned on. And in some ways, you may be doing duty booty. And so how do you get out of that mindset?
Yeah, that's first. How do you switch from like, because I think a woman's mind has like 10 tabs open.
10,000.
And sex is single focus. So how do we close all those tabs and just focus on our partner?
She's got 100 tabs open on 5 monitors.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
And people pulling at her and people interrupting her and she's hungry.
Exactly.
Here's how you do it. Love yourself through it. You have to realize there's nothing wrong with you. You're perfect exactly how you are. It's gonna take you 20 minutes or 30 if you're super stressed out and it's been a long time since you've had really good orgasmic pleasure. So what are you gonna do? I like yoni massages. So when my husband and I lay down together, I like to lie in his arms. I like him to hold me and hug me, and I like to be squeezed. Squeezing really helps reboot your nervous system. It helps kind of push out the tension. I like to tell him anything that's bothering me. I like him to listen and hear me. I like him to pet me. I pet him. We're like little bears in bed. We're like little petty kitties. And then once I'm relaxed and let down a little bit and I've gotten anything off my chest that I need to get off my chest, and I'm feeling close to him and connected to him again, I lie down perpendicular to him and I butterfly my legs open with pillows under them. He sits on a little meditation tuffet, a Zafu, they're called, and he's got on cotton pants and a t-shirt, and he gets his hands full of this wonderful lube that I love, and he gives me a genital massage. Sometimes he starts with my belly and it gives me, like, you know, right in the core, and does my groin and my thighs. And then he starts at my mons and rubs down my labia. And then he just gets the blood flowing. He gets me out of my head and into my body. I'm able to just relax, and I don't have to do anything. I don't have to moan. I don't have to do it. I can lie there like I'm dead. And he's okay because he knows I'm just settling into sensation and I'm connecting with the pleasure he's delivering. And we enter into a conjoined theta trance state of co-creative pleasure. Mm. What that means is that when we're awake and aware, let me shut this window. I have everybody in my neighborhood is constructing their homes currently, all simultaneously. Which I'm glad for them. I'm totally glad for them. Yeah. It's nice to have a nice new house. I live in a real old beach community, and it's like all of a sudden everybody is redoing their houses. Oh my God, it starts at 7 a.m. and it goes late at night 7 days a week. But what's nice about this conjoined theta trance state of bliss, everybody knows about meditation. Well, the kind of meditation I like is called orgasmic meditation. I like to go into this bliss state. When you're awake and aware, like we are right now, we're in our beta state. When we're kind of in our subconscious or unconscious mind, we're in a alpha state. When we're completely relaxed and in total, this would be our unconscious state of awareness, would be theta. And theta is the same brainwave state as meditation. Pleasure and meditation are the same brainwave state. Mm-hmm. So all that, you know, you should be meditating. How about if you just let your husband pleasure your yoni, yoni being the tantric lovemaking word for right. the female genital system, yeah. Just for those who don't know. And that is really rebooted to your nervous system, and it gets the blood flowing down to your pelvic bowl, and it gets you engorged, and it gets your lady boner going, and then things start feeling really good. And then you're not thinking about the 10 tabs open on the 5 monitors anymore. Now you're in pleasure. But sometimes you'll feel, you'll be in flight. You'll want to, you know, you're having trouble settling. Your nervous system is just humming.
Yeah.
You've got to say, girl, just relax. You can let go now. Pay attention to the pleasure. And once he gets me into that state, what typically happens to me is I start like writhing, relaxing, like the prolactin sets in and I start letting down, and my spit runs and my eyes relax and my yoni gets engorged and I just calm down. And if there's anything that gives you more balance, because we are on the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant show with Rebecca, that is letting down into that pleasure and connection with your partner. And you can do this through solo pleasure. It does not require a partner. Solo pleasure can do exactly the same thing.
You know, women who listen to this show that are high achievers, they are usually scheduled to the minute. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of experts have come on this show and said, you have to schedule downtime. You have mm-hmm. to schedule time where you're not doing anything. You're just a human being, not a human doing. Mm-hmm. Do you tell your clients to schedule time for sex like you're doing with your husband tonight? And if so, how many times a week do you recommend?
Yeah. So I schedule dates with my husband. Mm-hmm. pleasure dates. If I call that sex, you're going to think, oh, okay, so this is more duty booty. Now I have to have intercourse with my husband and I don't want to because it's not good and I'm not having fun and it's exhausting to me and I don't have time and I'm busy and it's, you know, the same old in and out and it's boring and he gets off and I barely do and it's just annoys the shit out of me and I don't like it. And so I don't like sex experts that say you have to schedule sex without the caveat that I'm not really talking about grab a boob and stick it in, which is what most people are doing, helping their husband relieve himself. I'm really talking about scheduling erotic play dates. Mm. So I'm busy and I need to schedule them. Like we have to look ahead on our calendar and go, okay, what nights do we have free to have an erotic play date? And my husband will often say to me, do you have any new toys we can play with? Or is there anything new that you want to do? And sometimes I'm like, yeah, I want to try this thing. And I want to give you a vibrator I really love. It's for intercourse. And I think it's a really good one because a lot of women think that they, their husbands, you know, feel weird about like bringing sex toys into the bedroom. It's a product. And now it's at drivedesire.com. Mm-hmm. It's called the Loxus. You'll see it there. I put all my current favorite things there, including the lubes I like and stuff like that. And the red light vagina device is on there. All the things I talk about. I keep it up to date there. And it's this little tiny, almost like a little clamshell that vibrates. And it sits on the mons and kind of drops down onto your clitoral structure. You can attach it with this little silicone pad right to your mons, or you can use these little silicone straps around your hips. I use the straps when we're making love. Sometimes I wear it out like a panty vibrator when we go out to dinner, and my husband has the app on his Android. I have it also on my iPhone, and he'll give me like, he'll play little stimulating games with me while we're at dinner, which is fun too. So it works in multiple modes. It also works remotely. And like if you're on a business trip or something, you know, and your husband wants to, you know, play with you and, or your partner. And so that's really fun because you can have intercourse and it's kind of up and out of the way, but it's stimulating your clitoris while you're having intercourse. And he's has this little ring that he puts on the base of his shaft that has a little magnet on it. It's not vibrate. It's just a little magnet and it's a proximity sensor. So as he gets closer to you, it speeds up the vibration. And as he pulls away, it slows it down. And what that does is toggle your parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system and increase the intensity of your pleasure. So it's a really fun couple's toy. And so this could be like an erotic play date where you get this and you try it out. And so yes, scheduling, but not sex.
How many dates a week, if somebody's not accustomed to doing this, should you start off with? Like, is one or two enough?
Yeah, one or two is enough.
I think so.
Yeah, one or two is plenty. Once a week is fine. Twice a week is great. Three times a week, you're amazing overachiever.
Yeah, that's an overachiever. That's how I feel about it. So now we're going to, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for all your wisdom. And we'll make sure to drop all these links in the show notes. But I'm going to do just two rapid fire questions to end this amazing interview.
Good.
So are you a morning person, afternoon delight, or night owl in the bedroom?
Afternoon delight. I can't stay up very late anymore and I got shit to do in the morning. How about you?
I'm the same. Afternoon delight. What is one quality that a good lover and a good leader have in common?
Confidence.
Yes. I agree. And how can people stay in touch with you?
I have a newsletter at betterlover.com. I send it out twice a week with sex tips and communication techniques. It's free. And anybody who's on it can reply to any email you get from me. And I will answer any questions that you have. It comes directly to me, not to my team. So betterlover.com is a great way to connect with me and to continue to learn these kinds of ideas.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Susan Bratton, for your passion, for everything that you're doing to help people with their lifespan, their health span through orgasmic sex, through soulful connection. And everybody, thank you for listening. This is a very important conversation that we're having on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. Because remember, I teach that there are 7 pillars of abundance: spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mental, social, and financial. And today we really talked about the fitness pillar as well as the romantic pillar and how they can intertwine to actually help you in your spiritual pillar to feel happier and more blissful. So this was a very important conversation, and we've not had a conversation like this yet on the show. So this is a very significant one. Make sure you share this with your friends. And thank you again for listening and spreading the word that you do not have to go through life burned out and exhausted. You can achieve success and happiness through alignment. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. This week's podcast review is from Play Big. She says, Rebecca Whitman is an exceptional host who brings an incredible depth of wisdom, warmth, and authenticity to her listeners. Her passion for helping others achieve a balanced, beautiful, and abundant life is evident in every episode. Her dedication to empowering her audience to live their best lives is not just a theme of her podcast, but a genuine mission she lives by. It absolutely is Play Big. Thank you for recognizing that. And I want every single listener to live a balanced, beautiful, abundant life. And you can.